Auntie, uncle，我唱给你听。你问我爱你有多深，Hey, can you introduce yourself?
I thought you know me already.
I know you, but they don't know you.
Oh, hi, I'm Faith and I'm a ventriloquist.
I've been practicing because it's my hobby.
I also do showcase my talent on TikTok live streams and also do busking on the streets. So if you do see me, come say hi.
Hi!
Guess what, guys? I just got my parcel. I've been waiting for this for so long. Let's open. Thank you for letting me out of here. It's so hard to breathe.
Oh, you're welcome, Kenny.
I'm not Kenny, I'm Gavin.
Gavin?
Yeah, Gavin. My name is Gavin. Gavin.
Hi, Gavin.
Hi.
Your puppet, I'm guessing, is exactly like you.
7 years ago, I happened to watch an episode of America's Got Talent featuring Darcy Lynn, the ventriloquist. I was super interested in the puppet that she has, like how she can manipulate the puppet just by doing this, and people believe that the puppet is talking. Then from there, I got interested in ventriloquism, and then I just tried it on my own.
My name is Rocco, and I love to sing.
Some alphabets that you always have to move, you just replace it with another alphabet lah. Otherwise, you'll give it away.
Can you pronounce ball?
Doll?
Instead of saying ball, you say doll.
Ball.
Doll.
Ball. Doll.
And instead of F, it's F. Like, you gotta have faith in yourself. I remember someone said, can you please teach us your secret to ventriloquism? And then I said,
I'm sorry, that is secret. I cannot teach you. Because if I teach you, that is not secret anymore, right?
Yeah, so then after that, I guess it blew up. And then now I'm quite known as the puppet girl on TikTok.
What kind of job they use for talking to yourself? Yeah, I get paid to talk to myself, yeah. Isn't it fun? Yes. Same job as the radio DJ, yeah. Same job as a teacher.
Nice to see you. Yes, good. I want you to look in front. Okay, say hello. Hello. What is your name? Dark Vader. So why are you here? I am here to conquer the galaxy. The universe, yeah. But I cannot conquer Singapore. Why? I'm scared. Why are you scared? The hawker center. What do you have in the hawker center? Somebody selling duck rice!
Hi everybody, my name is Joseph Dan. I have been a ventriloquist for more than 15 years and this is my friend, his name is Abeng.
Hi, I'm Abeng. Yes, hey, do you think they know what's a ventriloquist?
Maybe. No, they don't. Most of the time, when we talk about ventriloquism, we're talking about speaking without moving your lips. So you may think that the puppet is speaking, actually, I am the one.
Okay.
For characterization of the puppets, basically, my idea came from everyday living, from the people that I interact with. For example, this guy. So he's actually inspiration from my army friend, and his mannerism and the way he speaks, to me, is quite funny. Abing is like a very common character in Singapore context. So I thought it may resonate with the audience, especially the corporate crowd, because he's really no host bar, challenging people, and some of them like the Abing. Some of them might be when they were much younger. When I first started my first 5 to 6 years, I have about 3 to 4 puppets, and it served me well. Okay, but I start taking up shows, school shows, shows with messages. So in the end, I bought a lot more, and I realized my house I can't fit them anymore. So I actually have to get a warehouse, and I get a rack and start putting up my puppets here. So right now, almost like more than 40. So it's a combination of soft and hard puppet. I have different puppets for different purposes. Like for Halloween, this is the big guy. All right, say hi.
Hi.
And I have over here, she's a female puppet. And she's a Nonia, so she's, we call her Auntie Al.
Hi. Hello.
Yes.
Where are we?
We are taking a video.
What's that?
Videoing.
Videoing?
Yes.
Never seen that during night time.
Never?
No.
Alright.
I'm a Nonia. Because I'm small.
Yes.
They call me Little Nonia. Yeah. Yeah.
We're gonna bring out one last friend. Some people say he's a bird, he's a plane, but he's somebody that you may find familiar. Let's clap together, let's welcome him together. Come on. Come out.
I used to be a magician, and after a while, I realized that I'm not getting anywhere in terms of performing magic. So my friend actually told me, why don't you try ventriloquism? So that's why I decided to pick up a course by one of those famous US ventriloquists. It's actually a video course in cassette tape. You know how old he is, okay? Yeah, so I actually learned from the cassette tape, and I pick up all the basics of ventriloquism and also puppet manipulation. I learned for about 2 weeks plus, and after that, I actually showed to my friends, and they all say that, hey, it's better than what they have expected. So that's why in the end, I decided to weave in ventriloquism into the show, and then after a few years, I started to do a full ventriloquism show, and since then, I never looked back.
Hello. 你好,去表演, 来, yeah, so it's about that side, I think, the basking area.
The wheels under the...
When I first tried basking, I made a good amount. And then my husband's like, good job, you should go bask more.
I think this time will attract more people.
Last time, in 1 week, I'll bus twice. Nowadays, I don't really bus a lot. Like 1 month, one time. So when I bus, sometimes the audience will just come, then they like see me perform, then just walk away. Then I will use my puppet to try like entice them to give, but fail. But recently, because of the APT song by Bruno Mars and Rosé, I guess it really attract a lot of attention from people. Yeah, like especially those young kids, right, that really really love the song. They'll come and dance, patsu. Yeah, then my puppet will join in to sing with them.
Thank you so much. Terima kasih. Terima kasih. Thank you.
Those are perfect, yes.
Really good.
Thank you.
Money.
Thank you. Crazy guys inside, yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
A lot of people were thinking that ventriloquism is almost a dying art form. I would not think that it's a dying art form, but I think it's a very sub-niche of a niche that people may not have considered. So I really wish that more people would like to pick up ventriloquism, because I think it's quite fun.
Yeah, after all, talking to yourself is quite fun.